We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented, as always, by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Stan Weber on the other side. Stan, of course, the longtime color analyst for K-State football and men's basketball. And today and into the next couple of weeks to close out our podcast for the sports season, which is 2020-2021, we're going to talk about Kansas State football. I know it's Stan's favorite topic, and most of the time it is certainly mine, too. Stan's spring football is well underway. Let's talk a little bit about the offense here to kick off spring drills. And I think I want to start with the offensive line, if you don't mind, because a year ago with no spring and having to replace five starters in the offensive line, that was the biggest question mark with the football team. And here we are a year later, and you look at that group, you see more depth, you see more molded bodies. I know you're as excited about that group as I am. There are some good football players on that K-State offensive line.
Well, Wyatt, it is a long, long time ago that I stood behind that offensive line out there in the battle with a real uniform on. So maybe I shouldn't be remembering this, but I always valued that offensive line for some reason. And it kind of continues even today. So,
surely. Yeah, I mean, sure. I get it.
I may have a better appreciation than I should. But those guys are so important. And when they work in unison, they just can become so much better than the parts. You know, the result is better than the sum of the parts. And that's what an offensive line is all about, is cohesiveness. And you can be physical and block people, but if you make a mistake and let a guy run through untouched, it's the easiest tackle for loss you've ever seen. And it may be even worse, like a fumble or things like that. So the main thing is they've got to work together and know what they're doing, know what the communication is. And they have their own little language that they create. Sometimes the offensive line coach likes to get in there and tell them we're going to do this and that. But the opponent soon finds out some of the words you use. So then you have the little tricky words and ways of doing things. And sometimes these lines get so good at working together, a right guard and a right tackle, for instance, don't even have to say anything. They just see a certain formation or a shift right before the ball snapped, and they just move and know exactly what the other's going to do. So having experience, Wyatt, is so important. Now, you mentioned some important components of it. Does help if you're stronger and bigger and more physical. You know, that you're going to move people when you are that. So the weightlifting program, the offseason, all of those things are critical. And obviously, we've seen a big jump in those guys' body fat components, extra great lean weight, and the physicality that they may have. But the big thing's the experience. Last year, when we started out getting ready for the 2020 season. This group that was going to play for the Wildcats hadn't played at all. They had five seniors who went through and led K-State to the Liberty Bowl. So you knew you were going to have some transition. The experience level wasn't as high. And then, boom, COVID comes. No spring ball. Even through fall practice, certain guys weren't there. I mean, it is night and day difference right now, Wyatt. You get a chance to step out and look at practice, and you're going, wow, what an advantage it is for this line to have experience playing last year, be a year older, bigger, and stronger, and be able to get in a spring ball situation where they can give all kinds of different groups opportunities to work together. And the thing that K-State wants to do is make these guys as interchangeable as possible. It's crazy. We know when you play wide receivers, you don't just play three. If you use three wide outs, you may play six, like no big deal. They roll through. Running backs roll through. But offensive linemen, not a lot of schools in the country or teams in the NFL are willing to substitute offensive linemen, but K-State absolutely is. And Coach Riley at the offensive line wants to play seven or eight guys and have it be normal, not just for backup purposes. And now you look around, you finally get a chance to see that. Obviously, it's exciting that with that COVID-adjusted super senior year possibility, Noah Johnson, who did a great job leading the team and playing good as an offensive lineman, Wyatt, you start with the center, and to solidify that position and say you got a second-year starter and a guy that in the past would have no eligibility left, you get to start him in the middle. That's a great place to start. So if you start with Noah Johnson as the simple statement of, man, you got a rock to lean on right there and an extra year. And then I'm going to throw one more name out, Wyatt, before we kind of engage in conversation here. And that's Taylor Portier. He's at the exact opposite. He basically didn't get a chance to step on the field until the very end of the season. And he really caught the eyes of his teammates and the coaches about, here's a kid from Bishop Miege who really hadn't done much, and here in his redshirt freshman year, given a chance, he is physical and aggressive and adds a lot. So there you go. From a guy who was your starter all year long, Noah Johnson, that you're glad to have back, to a guy like Taylor Portier, who no one really knew much about until the end of the year, you're got depth in between those guys. We can go six, seven, eight, nine different guys that are ready to play. The battle for starting positions is great, but the availability and the improvement that that offensive line should have is going to be tremendous in 2021.
That's a great breakdown, no doubt about that. And I'm with you with Noah Johnson, just a terrific young man and an underrated football player, maybe undersized a little bit, but tough, very, very strong, very heady, outstanding young guy. And we're excited about the offensive line. Now, let's talk a little bit about I'll say in combination, the fullback and tight end position. You lose Briley Moore, but another grad transfer steps in there in Daniel Imadorbebe. And this is a young man who, by his own admission, has been around. He's from Georgia, played at USC, was briefly at Illinois. I think fans are going to like this young guy, Stan. He's a good-looking player, and you got Sammy Wheeler coming back, Connor Fox, Will Swanson, you've got some depth there, and they look pretty solid, too, at the fullback position.
Yes, they do, and it's always nice to say, what will the grad transfer do? It was interesting when he spoke about the situation that he's in. He was actually, at this point last year, at USC.
Yeah,
and that was his second place that he'd been, and because the Pac-12 said, we're basically probably not going to play football, he went on to Illinois, and now he's moved from Illinois to K-State. So he's looked the part. He's been around. He's been at Florida with unbelievable athletes. He's been at USC where they've had great tradition and just a lot of chance to meet NFL superstars who hang around the campus in L.A. So he's been exposed to all of that, a little stop at Illinois, and then now he gets the chance to, you know, learn how to work at K-State. And that really was his impression. Like, what do they do at K-State? What difference is there from the other schools you've been around growing up in Atlanta? And said, these guys are dedicated, man. They work and they watch extra tape and they grind. And so it's nice that he's integrated into this type of system. We'll see what he can do. Big shoes to try to fill. I think fans need to be a little careful. Don't expect a Briley Moore type of performance. That was not easy.
Right.
You know, he really – You hit, you know, 1 out of 10 on these transfers, how it's going to turn out. You know, the average probably has to be, what, 5? I mean, it makes sense, right? Well, Briley Moore ended up being a 9 or 10, Wyatt. He stepped right in and really made plays for K-State. And I don't think we can expect that from anybody. So let's be careful about that. And that's why we can talk about the transfer, but we also need to look at the guys you mentioned because they know the system. They know K-State football. They played against Big 12 competition. And other than battling through some injuries, these guys really give some things with a Nick Leonard. Sammy Wheeler is getting bigger and stronger. He's adapting more to the position. Remember, he was a quarterback not that long ago, Wyatt, and then he right. turned into a kind of a pass-catching wide receiver, tight end type. Did a good job of it, got injured the last couple of years. But Sammy's also getting bigger and stronger and maybe able to be a more inline tight end and just block coming off the ball. So that's pretty exciting. Connor Fox really has a lot of potential. Will Swanson's out there. And then when you talked about the fullbacks, Jax Dudeen and Mason Barta are a couple of guys that are real veterans now, especially Mason Barta getting ready for his fifth year as a Wildcat and knowing growing up what it was all about. So that position right there looks like it's very, very strong. Now, will it be as good when you look at the tight ends as just having Briley Moore out there? Maybe. You know, it's not something you would want to bet on because Briley really had a dominating performance last year. But with the experience, K-State's going to have a lot of flexibility in how they utilize those guys. And like the offensive line, a lot of depth. So there's going to be guys pushing each other, improving. You got a veteran mentality, and you got a lot of pieces to work with. And that's what Courtney Messingham, as the offensive coordinator of K-State, really likes to do is mix and match. You watch a K-State football game, and it looks like a hockey game sometimes. You'll see three and four players coming in on every play, and they just have different groupings. They have just adaptability. They have flexibility to use a lot of different guys. And that's really important because when you go through a grind, remember, Wyatt, are you ready for this? We're going to play 12 whole games at least. you know, last year we were just happy. Like, are we going to play one? Are we going to play five? Could we possibly get to the max 10? Can we go to a bowl game? Well, we need to gear up now for a grind, Wyatt, and having all those guys available and the strategy that Coach Kleiman uses – and the offensive system is set up for a lot of guys available is a big component. So all these players are going to be big contributors next year. Are any of them going to be superstars? You know, don't know about that, but we don't need superstars the way K-State does it. You just need to have people healthy, taking turns, being ready, fresh throughout the game, know their assignment, and execute well.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
We'll look at the wide receivers, the running backs, and the quarterback position here in just a moment, but we need to tell you that from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. And by Authentic Brand, the official apparel provider of the K-State Sports Network. Shop for K-State gear at authentic-brand.com. That's authentic-brand.com. Stan, when you look at the receiver position, many say it wasn't productive enough a year ago. But I look down this roster, and I see a Malik Knowles, and I see Chebaston Taylor. I see a guy like Phillip Brooks. So there are guys that have been through the wars, and then there are some young guys starting to make their way a little bit, whether it be a Keenan Garber, a Jalen Travis, those types of guys. How do you look at this wide receiver core here in the springtime?
Well, you need your veteran guys to improve their play and step up. It's always something that I really look to when we talk about analyzing teams. Often, well, people want to talk about the guys you signed, grad transfer coming in, a junior college transfer, you know, those kind of things. But Wyatt, I am more interested, and I think your team is improved by the guys who are around taking that next step. Especially veteran players who've had time on the field or guys who are at the latter part of their career who really say, this is my team. And they see their career, you know, not lasting forever. They're grown up. They're men. And they start leading. They start working harder. They start understanding what's being taught. All those things are in place. So the wide receiver position for me really starts with the guys that we've been seeing in the past stepping up and take it to the next level. Now, what's coming behind them is very important for the future and maybe really important for this season as well, that they may spark and turn into some real good players. But for me, it's pretty easy. You start with, can you see an improvement, continuation of what they've done, and then take a next step, go up another for Malik Knowles, Phillip Brooks, Sebastian Taylor, Landry Weber. You know, those are your four veteran guys that you can count on. You might add a Seth Porter in there who got playing time, who's a big special teams player. You know, those are the core guys that are going to be out there for most of the downs. Now, Keenan Garber has been around K-State long enough in his third year. He's maybe the fastest player on the team. He's starting to come around and show some things. He's getting some opportunities in spring, so he could easily be a part of the rotation as well. And then, like you said, there are some guys who've been here and not really known very well from the fans. Jalen Travis could step in and do something. Eric Hommel, those guys are the next wave. But I really look at Malik Knowles, Phillip Brooks, Sebastian Taylor, Landry, and Keenan Garber. Those guys really need to step up and be the main guys for the receiving core. And then we'll see if some of the freshmen can play and get in there with, you know, we got four games and you can still redshirt now, Wyatt. So remember that rule. It's hard to remember what rule we're playing with, because last year it was no eligibility was used by anybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're back to the old new rule. Does that sound funny? The old new rule where you can play four games as a freshman and not lose your redshirt status. So we know that K-State will be looking to see if some of the kids that have transferred in are going to be able to help as well. But this is a position, Wyatt, that needs to play better. And I think they will, just because it's time for them to step up. They're no longer just starters or real strong contributors. They need to be improved players. And I would expect that to happen with Knowles, Brooks, Sebastian Taylor, and Landry Weber especially.
Well, last year through the COVID football season of 2020, one of the real special things that happened with K-State football was the explosion onto the scene of one Deuce Vaughn. He's back. He's a little bit bigger and stronger. And after a magical freshman season, let's talk about him a little bit, what the expectations might be. And then addition to that, Keon Mosey's back. Jacardier Wright is back. And K-State gets a shot in the arm. Joe Irvin opted out a year ago, and he's back now. So you've got some depth there, but certainly the lead guy is one Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he is the consummate player that any coach would love to have. He has grown up around it. He reminds me of a Peyton Manning in college or something. Peyton Manning, when he got to college, didn't talk like a college player. He looked like one, you know, baby faced and all that. But you go back and look at the tape of the interviews and stuff, and he just had a great appreciation of what was going on. He understood what big time sports was about. He understood the strategy of football, all those things. And obviously we've seen that with Deuce. I mean, he has an understanding that many seniors don't have around the country. Okay. He's almost past that. He's like a young pro in his understanding, even though he was only a freshman last year. Then he obviously has the athletic ability and talent to make people miss in open field. He has that quick twitch ability to go side to side. And while he does not weigh that much, I mean, you don't see many players, you know, weighing around 160 or something like that, able to take the game and play it at a high level, take the hits and everything else. He seems like a physical guy. You know, he's not the tallest guy, but he seems like he's well built, even though he doesn't weigh a ton. He makes people miss. He protects the football. He understands the blocking schemes. So when he runs the ball, it's not just run to daylight. He really understands that he's setting up blocks. He's taking it to a calculus level rather than basic math. All those things were true last year. And basically what he's done in spring is said, I'm taking it to a whole nother level, because I've been out in the field now and I can learn what one of the big things that happens, Wyatt, is that you play on the field and that's where you really learn. There's all kinds of tape study and you can think you know it, but it looks different from a camera up top than when you're looking straight into the line of scrimmage. When you can adapt those two together and to look at the camera view and then take it to the field view and mesh the two together, that's when you can learn about football and go to a whole nother aspect. And that's what Deuce is able to do. You know, now he's played enough where he goes, oh, I see where that linebacker's moving out just maybe a yard from his normal spot. And that means he's got outside leverage on me. So if I got a choice route, I know I'm going to set him up, make him think I'm going outside, and there's going to be plenty of room on the inside. What coverage is the safety playing? All those things. So Deuce is everything you would ever want. Mature, great leader, understands football to the nth degree, Wyatt, and has great talent. It's an awesome place to start. But what's great is you're going to have depth, because they're going to follow him wherever he goes. There are going to be two or three people. You know, Deuce laughed at the end of the year. Like he said, what's different at the end of the year than at the beginning of the year? And he said, yeah, when we line up, I see linebackers and safeties going, there's 22 right there. 22 is right here.
Exactly.
Well, two things are happening. One is the bumming of my brain saying there weren't enough fans in the stands to not be able to hear those defensive players. Okay. He shouldn't be able to hear that. But also they started saying, I got him, you got him. And they may put two guys in, Wyatt, and they're going to use multiple running backs. So Keon Mosey is an underrated guy because Deuce Vaughn's so great. But Keon Mosey's really on a nice pace, what he did with his freshman year last year, Wyatt, to take another step up. Jacardier Wright's big and strong. He can be a factor. Joe Irvin, going into last season, before we knew a lot about Deuce Vaughn, was probably the guy we were most excited about, Wyatt. So to see him come back after opting out and now taking a little pressure off Joe, you know, it's not always the best to say, oh, he's going to turn the world upside down and he's going to be great and all that. That's not really fair to a young player. What I love about this is very few people are talking about Joe Irvin. Every rep he takes, he doesn't have the pressure of you've got to make seven guys miss and run for 20 yards. It's like your rep's up. You know, you're the second guy or you're the third guy after Keon. Get in there. Let's go. And he's going to spark and make plays, gain confidence at his own level, at his own pace. And guess what? Everyone around the team's already noticing, like, hey, that Joe Irvin's good. How about K-State hitting you with a Deuce Vaughn that's a superstar and then backing it up with a Keon Mosey, a Joe Irvin, who also might be young superstars, we don't know, before their career is over. It's a good position to be in. K-State's got way more quality depth now than they've had for a number of years. And with Deuce having the experience, you feel pretty good about. Now, if Deuce wasn't available, if he were out for two games for some reason, then you would say K-State is a inexperienced backfield from the tailback position. And I accept that. But as long as Deuce is available, these other guys are going to come along pretty fast. And I'm very excited to have Joe Irvin back and see what Keon Mosey and Jacardier Wright can do.
And I guess a final thought here. We look offensively at the quarterbacks to close for this week's show. And it's such a plus to have Skylar Thompson back again. And I think such a plus that Will Howard, because of Sky's injury a year ago, has some experience. You've got other guys there that are making their way. The quarterback position, what are your thoughts there?
Very, very good, Wyatt. It's just such a nice thing for K-State to come back next season and have a guy who started about as many games as you possibly could in college football in Skylar Thompson. So right now it's pretty much an amazing feat. If you listen to our podcast religiously, you heard me say last week or the week before that Skylar would be out there, but he wouldn't be able to participate. Well, he defied all odds because that's what we all thought was going to happen. But as you know, Wyatt, he's out there actually, as long as it's not a tackle drill, a team drill with defensive linemen around, he's out there throwing, participating. That's an extra bonus that he can work his arm back into whatever it's going to feel like. Does it feel exactly the same after an injury? Wyatt, oftentimes it's not, but you get used to the new normal, but you need time. So I'm glad that he is able to integrate with the team with uniforms on, and where every throw he gets advances his ability to be back to where he was or even better. So that's just, I'm really confident that he's out there throwing, that the younger players who haven't been around him don't know, you know, how he likes to throw routes, where he likes to go with receivers, how his ball spins. All those things are getting checkmarked. Yes, they do. They're going to know what Skylar Thompson's about. It's not just, hey, remember when he was the starting quarterback? We're glad to have him back. No, he's out there. That's such a bonus, and what a big deal for K-State to have him. Now, behind that, it looks completely different than it did last year because of the experience the other guys have. Will Howard is good, Wyatt. Now, I know you watched him play last year, and you have no problem understanding what I'm saying. You're like, yeah, I saw him play. He did some nice things for a freshman. You know, some of those runs, and did you see his improvement level? No, Wyatt, I'm talking about a whole nother level of good. Will Howard is good, and now he's confident. And we catch such a break as K-State fans to have a kid with this mentality. What mentality am I talking about? He totally respects Skylar Thompson being the lead dog and being a starting quarterback at K-State. He's not upset like, hey, wait a second, I was the guy who started. I thought Skyler was going to move on. Why are you stepping on my toes? He doesn't look at it that way at all. He looks at it as part of his development to get better every day and be ready. And he does not take a backseat to anybody. When he walks into huddle, Wyatt, he doesn't care if Skyler Thompson or Lynn Dickey are around. He doesn't care. Michael Bishop, bring it on. When he walks into huddle, this is exactly what I think quarterbacks should do. When you walk into huddle, Wyatt, you may not be good or you may be great. It doesn't matter. It's your huddle. They need you to step up. You know, if Jim Nance was unavailable to the NCAA basketball tournament and they said, Wyatt, we need you to step in. Well, you might say, wow, this is a big step. But you know what? You would just be within yourself and go, I got to step up and do it. I'm not going to be scared to do my best. I'm going to act like I've been here forever. Let's go. NCAA Finals, Wyatt Thompson on CBS's call. You would do great only if you had confidence in yourself and you gave it a shot. You know, don't say what you can't do or what experience you don't have. Just believe in yourself. That's what a quarterback has to do, Wyatt. And Will Howard steps in the huddle, and he doesn't care if he's called seventh string or a superstar. He just says, these 10 guys here with me, I own this. Let's go. I know what to do as a quarterback. You know what you need to do. Let's be great. That is awesome. He is really wired like a quarterback, and his body strength is better. Wyatt, his understanding of the game, think about how much more he knows now than he knew last year at this time. We have a really good quarterback ready to roll. His name's Will Howard, and he's not even a starter. So I feel very good. I think Skyler's going to be great. It's awesome to have him back. But when you look at the future and you say you got Will Howard, wow, we're stacking him up now. Remember when Michael Beasley was out there? He was not the only good quarterback at the time. I should say when Bishop was out there, Beasley was there also, and people didn't realize how good Beasley was. He had kind of to wait his time. We got the same thing here with Will Howard. And Jaron Lewis, who we don't talk about a lot, Wyatt, is improving, getting better, showing you some spark, so he could be a factor. And then you love the recruiting that you did with Jake Rubley to also add talent and depth over time, because we're talking about what now? 5 or 6 years out, where this quarterback room could be a big factor and really in good shape. But I just tell you, the way Skyler Thompson's health has come back and how he's handled himself is A+. But Will Howard's another A+ right behind him. I love the fact that we got these two quarterbacks this year, and we have Will Howard going forward.
Well, there's a good look at the offense for Kansas State moving forward. We'll look at defense that returns 6 starters from a year ago on next week's show. Our program, the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.